Hi, this is Bob Williamson. Why me, Lord? For many years now, I've asked myself why God would have saved me from the totally depraved state in which I was living and transformed my life. I know all the scriptures concerning his love for us, but it just seems to me that he went overboard in saving me. Recently, I received the email shown below in response to a word for the day from someone whom I don't know, and judging from his surname, derives from a faraway country, which I suspect is probably India. I don't remember the post that he read or what it said. To me, it was just another post like the thousands I've written 5 days per week for 24 years this June. He wrote, quote, "I read this divinely timed word for the day as I was being attacked by crippling anxiety and suicidal thoughts. I just crossed the border into Mexico. I am on my first mission trip. 70 of us are building a house for a family doing door-to-door evangelism, eyeglass ministry, and vacation Bible school. Your letter encouraged me to call my mentor and ask for prayer. We prayed and broke the spiritual opposition. Thank you so much. You don't know the full significance of this word." He's right. I don't fully understand the spiritual significance of this post. But I do understand it's one of the reasons God touched me and saved me. It's one of the purposes of God for my life. I receive many such letters every single day from people in this country and around the world, telling of spiritual or similar experiences. One lady sent one last week and simply wrote, "I wept when I read this." Again, I have no idea which post made her weep. I'm not concerned because I can't identify these messages. She knows, and God knows the content. I have a friend who in part makes his living sending out daily devotionals. He told me he sets aside several weeks a year and sits down and writes an entire year's worth of them. He has an automated system that sends them out daily. I suppose that has its place, but my methodology is different. While it would be easier just to write a year's worth over a couple of weeks, personally, I don't think it'd be what God wants me to write. I write different posts and words for the day each day with no well-thought-out plan, rhyme, or reason. I pray for God to give me a subject, and the Holy Spirit delivers. My posts are inspired by God, unless on occasion my flesh gets in the way and I rant about something. I used to keep various letters and emails and had a stack of them from people who told me after reading a particular word for the day, they changed their minds about committing suicide, getting a divorce, or they got involved in church again, or maybe for the first time. Some write to say they led someone to Christ, and so on. I quit keeping them because I felt it was like me trying to take credit for God's word and keeping little trophies. The Holy Spirit gives me the subjects and the words, and I, like a scribe, simply write down his words and distribute them for him. End of story. When you read words for the day and something touches your heart, know that it is from the Holy Spirit. He's reaching out to you to help you because he loves you. I do enjoy reading the letters because I'm just like you and facing spiritual opposition. I need encouragement too. Satan would like nothing better than for me to get discouraged and quit writing it forever. I pray for everyone who writes, and I ask you to pray for me. We're all in this together as brothers, sisters, mothers, and fathers. We're the family of God held together by an inseparable bond of love by God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Romans 8:26, in the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit. Because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.